Out of Harm's Way, a Mad Foggy Fic written by Martha the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. It's Matt's first Christmas with the Nelson family. If there's one gift he isn't expecting, it's acceptance and inclusion. That's the thing about perfect gifts, though. They're completely unexpected. Oh, I'm just having a quiet one this year. Matt would always tell people when they asked about his Christmas plans. The truth was, he didn't know any other kind. But then his boyfriend asked him to spend the holiday season with his family, and Matt discovered another kind. He was soon embroiled in a noisy, chaotic Christmas that was joyful in a way that his priest never quite managed to convey when he spoke about the birth of Jesus, or dissected old prophecies, or even Christmas carols as an object lesson. The Nelsons weren't religious, at least not strictly so, but they were happy and loving, and that was something Matt hadn't experienced in a while. Happiness and love. He was content with Foggy, if not deliriously happy. Love didn't need to be that way. It could be sweet and slow. He'd needed to take things slowly after the hellfire that was Lectra tore through his life. Foggy let him set the pace, and Matt really liked and respected him for that, even if he wasn't ready to use the L word just yet. He and Foggy were enjoying being together. That was important for Matt. He needed the slow building up, the conversations that carried on late into the night, the daily reminders that Foggy respected and cared about him. He knew that he did, and he tried to reciprocate as best as he could. He cared about Foggy, and because Foggy felt the same way, he hadn't even kissed Matt yet. To some people, that would have been a sign that something was wrong, that they lacked chemistry or whatever. They didn't. Matt knew they didn't. He thought about it sometimes, about how much he wanted to kiss Foggy, about how dizzying and amazing it would feel. Sometimes it kept him up at night, and he would wander in delicious daydreams that always culminated with erotic scenarios involving Foggy in his bed. It hadn't happened yet, because they were taking it slowly. But then Matt agreed to spending Christmas with the Nelsons, and things sped up quite accidentally. The thing about the Nelson was that they weren't like most people. Right from the start, Matt knew they were different. They didn't exclude him. He'd lost count of the number of times people had insisted that he stand off to one side to keep him out of harm's way. They never said as much, but he knew the intention behind it. They meant well, but he hated hearing the words, "Just stand over there, Matt," or "I'll find your chair, Matt." People always did that. The Nelson didn't, and it threw him. They welcomed him into their midst, never even seeming to notice that he was blind, or that, after the first few days, he stopped keeping the cane close. He didn't need it in small spaces like the Nelson's house. He just usually kept the cane close because it was a security thing. He felt secure with Foggy's family. That was a wholly new feeling for him. The reason he felt that way was that they treated him like an entirely capable person from the first. Not like he was fragile and in need of constant assistance and supervision. Involving him in their Christmas traditions was never even a question for them. Matt was initially hesitant, certain that when Foggy's aunt Jeannie asked him if he was going to help decorate the tree, that there had been some mistake. Surely she was inviting him to sit in a chair near the tree while everyone else took part, not to actually decorate it, right? As it turned out, she did mean for him to actually help with the tree, to string baubles, drape tinsel, and hang lights right along with her nephews and niece. Matt hurried through decorating the tree, hanging twice as many decorations as anyone else, afraid that Aunt Jeannie would change her mind. But she didn't. And it didn't stop there. Later that same evening, Candace asked him if he wanted to help bake Christmas cookies. Matt waited to be pushed into a chair, to be put safely out of the way for his own good. Who would ever think to ask a blind guy to bake cookies? Candace did. She read him the recipe and helped weigh and measure ingredients, but it was Matt who got to beat the butter and sugar and sift flour and even to choose which cookie cutter shapes to use, and then to use them himself. Candace didn't take over. She worked alongside him and helped where he needed her to, but she didn't dismiss him, and she made absolutely sure that he got to try the very first cookie to come out of the oven and to help decorate the others when they cooled, dipping some in chocolate and dusting others with fine powdered sugar. No batch of cookies ever meant more to him than the double batch he made with Candace Nelson. at least until he constructed a gingerbread house with Anna and Theo. It was a mess and something of a royal icing disaster, but he got to be part of it. Christmas Eve was spent with the family in the living room, snacking on Christmas cookies in a thoroughly deconstructed gingerbread house. But Matt's favorite part of the evening by far was spent standing by the fireplace, talking with Foggy, which made Candace giggle for some reason. It didn't take Matt long to figure out the reason for her amusement. There was a faint smell of grass shoots overhead. He'd assumed it was a Christmas wreath, but it transpired that it was a mistletoe, hence Candace's giggles, the long-standing tradition of kissing under the mistletoe. He paused uncertainly, not altogether convinced that he wanted his first kiss with Foggy to happen in front of his boyfriend's family. But then Foggy leaned in, his breath a warm whisper in the air between them. He smelled sweet, like Christmas cookies and powdered sugar. Matt closed his eyes and leaned in too, brushing his lips against Foggy's mouth with the lightest of touches. He felt the addictiveness of it from the moment their lips touched, and he deepened the kiss, stepping into Foggy's arms and making the kiss one to remember, perfectly in keeping with the best Christmas he'd had in years.